If you like fat guys belching in your face, you're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
How are you doing this week?
I'm doing just fine.
I'm doing great
too. How are you doing this week, mister?
I'm doing great.
I feel like we're doing great.
Yeah, how you're doing. I'm sorry.
We're doing great, everybody.
We're here at the Crafts Fair here in Busheltown.
We're at the fairgrounds. We're in our glass booth. Charles the contractor wagoned it himself down here only hours ago. And I don't know where he went. He took off with the hitch.
I don't care where he went. I meant.
But you act like he was not even in a coma for months.
He pulled through. He's fine.
He did pull through. Praise be to God.
I've been in a fat coma for 12 years. Nobody's sad for me.
We're sad when we look at you. For that, we're like, why do we look at that? When there are sunsets. And Renoirs around.
Yeah, don't waste looking at me. Look at something amazing.
What are you looking at? This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. If you are listening, we are covering the craft fair, the Christmas craft fair here and there. We are surrounded, all around our glass booth. There are other booths filled with different crafts, and I'm just amazed at the variety.
Oh, I love a good craft fair, Cliff.
I know you do.
So many tables here. So many great things that people have made with their own two hands here in Busheltown. There's a lot of craftsmen here in Busheltown.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait to walk around and look. I haven't really got a chance to go around and buy anything.
You haven't bought anything yet?
No, not yet. Well, we're too busy getting ready for the show.
Well, I did buy this toilet paper cozy over here.
Oh.
It's woven of red and green yarn.
Look at that.
You put it around. Although, am I the only one who just goes through toilet paper like nobody's business? It's every other day I am changing the damn roll.
No, that's me. And Cliff, I can't wait until the Amazon drone, and I can just drop a load a day.
Yeah. They're going to have to.
It's because we eat so much.
Do you think that's why?
I guess.
Also, it gets harder to wipe, doesn't it? It smears. It's horrible. It's terrible. But anyway, I've got this cozy over here that I'm just put down over the extra rolls.
Yes.
And that makes it look more like a...
It's more decorative.
Winter Wonderland in my bathroom as I'm taking a So, but here we are, and that's the only thing I've bought so far. I'm hoping to do some Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Around here today.
Yeah, we should split up.
Cover
more ground.
Make a wish list. So, that's where we are. That's who we are.
I'm so glad you covered all that.
And that's, this is us.
This is us.
This is Rye 99.
Now, Cliff, are you a crafter of any kind? Tell me.
Am I a crafter?
What kind of crafts do you do?
Back in the day, I used to decoupage.
I remember. Everything was decoupage.
Just all the time. And I did that for years. And instead of having a social life in high school. I've still got those decoupaged crates with Rosie O'Donnell and NSYNC on them.
You know the one person who's stick with you forever? Yourself.
You know who's going to stick with you? Whoever you decoupaged onto a crate.
Exactly.
And in that way, Cher and Britney Spears will always be with me. And so I do have those. I used to decoupage a lot. I used to, back in college, memory lane, I used to make t-shirts a lot.
You sure
and
did.
And I feel like I was known for that. And some people knew you for that because we were...
Because they thought I was you.
Mistaken for one another. And so some people thought you made t-shirts in college. But I did, and they were great, and I owe it all to the printer. I owe it all to the printer. Think about how I did that long before just the internet was easy to get on.
I don't know how you did that.
Think about it.
It's still hard to do, and that's with all the technology we have today.
I'm so great at crafting. What about you?
I'm a crafter.
All right,
you know that I like to make Halloween costumes.
Tell us about it, Janet.
But I bought this this little crafting thing that cuts out fabric and vinyl so you can make cards and all kind of things. There's a whole project library that I haven't looked into.
One of those cross cut things?
Yeah, they're called Cricut or Cri-Cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I
you
got
ordered
one of
it from TV?
No, I got it at Michael's.
They have them in the As Seen on TV section.
Yeah, it's not even that.
Oh, it is. Yes, it is. I've seen those on TV, Kendall. You can't fool me. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. no Christmas gift for you.
But I do. I love crafting. I like to sew, actually.
Well, then, damn it, how did it take us over 400 episodes to host a craft fair?
I don't know. This, long time coming. I got so many notes.
A long time. It's been since, I will remind everybody, long-time listeners, we did begin this
long, long time ago
show in December 2007.
This is crazy. We're approaching 10 years.
And here's what's really crazy is I was thinking to myself earlier today, I thought, you know what? By the time I'm 40, I want a totally different life. Every single facet of this life has got to change. By the time I'm 40. And the horrible, horrible news is that's not that long. No. Kendall, we have 6 years for my life to drastically better.
Oh, God, that hurt when you said that. that really hurt. It smacked me in the face. Anyway. Oh, dear. I don't know if you're as excited as I am, dears, but this is a wonderful event.
But you mustn't speak to Mrs. Butterbutterbutterbutter. I'm afraid she's ruining our credit ratings. She's buying so many crafts. Day arms are loaded down.
Oh, dear, if I've told you once, I've told you 12 times. Calm down. Now, this is where I live, dear.
Yes, we are not going to have this turn into some old-fashioned show where men are talking about how the women be shopping. This is
women be shopping.
Mrs. Butterbutterbutterbutterbutterbutter, obviously, can support herself and whatever craft purchases.
Of course I can, dear. Do you know where our income comes from in the first place?
My dear, that's not the point, dear. Where are we going to put these things? We've got so many blankets and stuffed bears for Funky.
Dear, we have different stuffed animals and different buildings and different crafts that go out at different times during the year, dear. Oh, this is our Christmas section, dear.
Everywhere I turn in the house is a craft, dear.
Oh, but this Christmas village is just too beautiful to pass up. I mean, dears, could you pass this up?
Oh, my.
I think that's beautiful. I would certainly have to jump on that.
In fact, I love it.
Booth did you get that?
Does it light up?
Oh, it's right over there.
You plug it in?
Oh, of course, dear. Is there a plug in it? I wouldn't.
Dear, there's no room on the credenza for that Christmas village, dear.
Then we'll have to get another credenza, dear.
Oh, dear. We've got four already in the living room.
Dear, this is not polite of us to be arguing on the show.
Oh, my. correct about that, dear. Improper etiquette, you know.
Of course, of course.
I heartily apologize.
Ooh, look at that over there, dear. Well, oh, my gosh. Did you see that other little... Oh, that is beautiful. Oh, I'm sorry, boys. I have to go. I've never seen her move so fast.
Oh, my gosh. She is hyped on the crafts.
Cliff. Are you huffing and puffing and trying to blow the glass booth down?
There's so much dust over here. Charles, he dropped this big bag of sawdust in here earlier because, Mr. Marbles, Mr. Snobbottom's cat, vomited on your seat over there.
Oh, that's what that wetness is.
And so he was trying to soak it up. I don't know if he ever found it, but there's just dust in the air still.
Well,
but
in the right, Charles follow me with all this terribleness?
Why, Kendall? Why? Oh, Kendall, which brings me to our next segment, which is Don't Christmas Go There.
Don't go there
about this.
No, I'm going. I'm going.
Oh, Kendall, it's special. I don't know if we've even hardly mentioned that it's Christmas.
Christmas.
We've been in the craft mode for
Christmas.
And then it continues on for 4 minutes.
Oh, holy night.
The stars are brightly shining.
Kendall, when I'm talking about Christmas, don'ts.
Don't
do this, Kendall. Don't let your crafting jeans go to waste this Christmas. When you're making gifts, why don't you just fill a jar with homemade salsa and tie a ribbon around it and then give it away.
Oh, I'm so angry that you've taken one of my...
Don't! Kendall, don't not do that!
I wasn't going to do it, Cliff. I have it written down right here. But mine was that you make some hot cocoa in a mason jar. You put the powder in, some powdered milk,
marshmallows,
a little ribbon around it. That's crafty.
I love it. Most of my don'ts are jar related. So
good.
Don't worry about it. How about you do this? Why don't you just put on your thinking cap, and then don't.
I ain't got one of those.
Yeah, don't. Oh, I know you don't. Don't neglect your poetic side this Christmas, Kendall. Why don't you just?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask for me to say a poem.
Why don't you just compose a poem? Be unto like the poet laureate of Bushelltown and compose a damn
Bertram
poem.
Bertram L. Rhyme, he's a good one. And so what?
So I'm halfway done. Compose a poem.
Sorry, those two tips ran together there.
Yeah, a la the poet laureate, compose a poem, type it, put it on a sticky note, and then decoupage that on the front of a jar, and then fill the jar with M&Ms.
Oh,
don't okay. not do that.
Well, see, you had me at first. I was like, wait, you mean just give somebody a poem? And then when you added
the
M&Ms.
That's good, too.
Well, it's good, but when you added the M&Ms in, then I'm like, oh, that's a present.
That's...
All right. Cliff, if you want to continue a tradition of fruitcake,
uh-huh.
like a lot of people often do,
who wouldn't?
Don't
go to the gas station buy one of those gas station fruitcakes down here, down the street.
Oh no!
Either bake a fruitcake,
mm-hmm.
or go somewhere like this beautiful craft fair we have here. I saw a baked goods table over there. I know they have a fruitcake.
Mm.
Do that. Mm. Don't just get a gas station fruitcake.
What a great don't.
Isn't that a good one?
I liked it. Speaking of great don'ts, don't throw out that jar you just emptied. Because you just ate all the M&Ms out of it,
peeled
right?
that post-it off the front.
You scrubbed the goo from beneath that poem off, and you're like, what can I do with this damn jar? Here's what you can do with that jar. Why don't you turn it upside down? And you can glue a gingerbread man to the inside of the lid and then fill it with water and glitter and hot glue the lid on. And then you've just made your own snow globe. Kendall, don't not give one of those to your friends for Christmas.
I better get to making one of those right away.
Better get to making.
Oh, Cliff. Well, I forgot the other thing I was going to say. I had something really great to say about that, but let's move on.
Don't throw out that old Scrabble game just because you've lost the board and half the letters. Why don't you just spell out witty sayings with the rest of the letters and then glue them together and maybe glue them on a jar? Glue Scrabble words on a jar. Why
this
not?
All really were jar related.
Why not Merry Christmas in Scrabble letters? Imagine how many points that would be worth.
A lot of brownie points for whoever
a
you
A lot of say. Brownie points.
Cliff, I was just going to add, finally for me, you know, have you ever seen the bags of like snowman poop? You've seen those before? They were fun. They're like marshmallows in a little baggie.
I think so.
So if you really wanted to have a fun little gift, you could like do that, put them in a little bag and make a little, like you can hand draw a little thing to go on it and staple it to it. Or, you know, that's crafty and that's a great gift you can pass out to all people at your office maybe or, you know, social gathering.
Sure. Another thing you could do, one more jar. I know you have one jar left. You're like, what? Cliff.
You bought a case.
I got one more jar left. I just made reindeer poop, and I didn't need any jars for that.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do, why don't you just dip it in glitter? And then it's a beautiful centerpiece. And that's
just a jar dipped in glitter.
Don't not dip a jar in glitter this Christmas season, Kendall. That's all I've got to say for don't. Quote me.
All right, well, Cliff, I think the listeners...
Don't go there.
Don't go away.
Don't
we're gonna
go
be,
there.
We're going to be right back after this.
Oh, don't. Don't Christmas go there.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Wishing you could join in the Christmas cheer, Ebenezer?
Wishing I could get my hands on that Commodore home computer.
Well, they got theirs at Canadian Tire.
Uh-huh.
This week, get the Commodore 128 personal computer, just $444.44. The 1571 disk drive, $366.66. And save on the Commodore 64, too.
But why a home computer, Ebenezer? You're just an old penny pincher.
Ah, but with a computer, I'll know precisely how many pennies I have to pinch.
Canadian Tire, that you do by Santa.
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh, wait! Here's Cliff and Kendall.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. No, this is not Josh Groban just dropped in and the KBSH booth. This is just Cliff from Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
It's just Cliff.
The internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 that comes on Sunday mornings at 4 a.m.
I did get a little confused there. I thought I was sitting here with Josh Groban. I thought it was the Josh and Kendall show.
You were like, wait, what? Is this Josh Groban? Is this Josh Groban I see before me?
No.
Oh, Kendall, I just
saw... The ghost of Dom DeLuise.
I just went out and bought another craft. Mm-hmm. Kendall, I had to get one of these. It's a remote control holder, and it's all made together of toothpicks.
Oh, look at that.
And it's for any season of the year.
That's a special project right there.
And you put your remotes in it. You know, how many
remotes do you have?
2015 problems. Am I right? I'm poor. I live in a studio apartment above a fish hatchery. How the hell do I have so many remotes that just get lost all the time, caught up in fat folds and in couch folds?
They just fall out while you're walking down the street.
I'm like, oh, that's why I haven't been able to turn on the DVD player for a while. But honestly, they're going to look great in this remote control caddy here.
That's nice.
Yeah, I love it. And I also got, I got this. This is for Mrs. Potter Butter Churn for Christmas.
Oh, she's going to love that.
It's red and green crocheted. It's a cozy, Christmas cozy for the diaper genie.
Well, she is going to love that. Likes to put a cozy over everything.
I know. It's going to make the Fonky's dirty diapers all real festive.
Uh-huh. I think her middle name is Cozy. Oh, God. Cliff, we are in a glass booth. It's a small booth. Need I remind you?
Sorry. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. We're at craft fair. We're talking crafts.
We're talking crafts. We're trying.
Have you seen the new trend of adult coloring books? Have you seen this?
I have seen this.
How do you feel about this? Do you hate it? Do you love it? Are you thinking I need to go out and get a coloring book?
Here's how I honestly feel. Mm-hmm. I can see how it would be like relaxing probably because it's like a mindless thing you could do. And it's in a semi-creative mindless thing that you can do. So I could see how you might like it. I am an artist. And so...
That's what I thought you would think.
I don't need a coloring book to color. All I need are...
Is a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Or a canvas of some sort.
Yeah, that's all. So I can see where people would want it. Now, part of me in my brain is like, this is so damn dumb. But then the other part of me is like, no, like, you know.
Well, because you can draw really well. So you could actually draw something out and paint, like... I would need to color something if I was going to do it, but I don't really understand it. Susan actually bought one. Mm-hmm. She's like, look at this, I'm going to color. And she bought it, and she bought the like pencils and everything. It has sat there for 2 weeks. I'm like, well, I guess you're coloring.
It seems more like something...
You would want to do that you really do.
Yeah, or that you would give somebody like a Star Wars one as a gift, and then they would just have it.
Yeah. And like, haha, you can color something.
They would color like one Princess Leia boob, and then it would be there. But I can see how it would be like a therapeutic kind of thing if you have PTSD. Mm-hmm. So, as most of us do. Living in America in 2015.
I know I do.
I definitely feel like I am post and pre and mid trauma. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of us. This is Christmas.
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 Christmas. It's a lot of us, Cliff. That's what the listeners think every week.
Damn, that's a lot of Cliff and Kendall. And also, this is my magic time.
It's my magic time.
That's what they think. Those are the two simultaneous thoughts that are coinciding in their brains.
Unless they don't know it's in there. Who the hell is
that? And they're like, what the blank?
What the blank, Cliff?
What's the Christmas blank?
Don't you blank and talk to me that way, Cliff.
Don't blank. I know just what you're blanking.
Speak. Oh. I got one already.
All right. Here we go.
All right, let's go for real, Cliff.
Are you
Start
ready?
Me out. Yeah.
Fill in this blank, Kendall. George Carlin was known to say, the main reason Santa is so jolly is because he knows where all the bad blanks live.
Girls, Cliff.
Girls, girls, girls.
I was almost going to use that quote. The writer sent it to me too. And I thought, if I use that clip, it's like, oh, no, that's terrible.
Oh, Santa, you misogynist bastard.
I knew it.
But, like George Carlin, he gets a pass.
Yes, he does. Christmas waves a magic wand over this world, and behold, everything is softer and more blank.
More beautiful.
Of course, Cliff, beautiful.
I am beautiful. Kendall.
Every single way.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never over us all to blame.
Day.
Wrong. Over us all to reign.
Reign!
Oh, star of wonder, star of might, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Oh, look at that person over there clapping for us.
they must can hear us outside the booth.
They love that.
They love
it. Or they
it.
Just looked at us and we were doing this and they were like, oh, they must sound good in there.
They're gesturing so wildly.
Christmas isn't a season.
Mm-mm.
It's a blank.
A state of mind.
No, one word is what we're looking for.
Oh.
A feeling.
More than a feeling.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yep.
I can flash dance all throughout my life.
You know, I've seen you do it.
Johnny Carson was heard to say, mail your packages early so the blank can lose them in time for Christmas.
So the bitch. No, the postman.
The post office. Close enough.
That was close.
Christmas close enough.
Give me a postal pass.
What a feeling.
No more flash dancing in this book. Maybe Christmas, the Grinch thought, doesn't come from a blank. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
Oh, a little bit of a store.
A store, of course, of course.
Horse is a horse, of course, of course. Kendall, his cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His blank little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
His tight little mouth.
Oh,
that sounds horrible.
Santa's tight little mouth. Yuck. Kendall, his droll little mouth. How droll, Sookie, how droll.
Well, that came out unlike I meant it to. I was thinking of small, and I was like, what, Rob? I was like,
no,
tight
just
little mouth.
Shut your tight little mouth.
All right.
All right, Kendall.
That's all. I'm no longer filling the blanks.
All right.
I'm quite giddy, dear.
Oh dear, my arms are getting very weak. I've been carrying around all these heavy crafts.
You should have brought a wagon.
Why didn't we bring Funker's wagon, dear?
Dear, I don't know if I knew of all the wonderful things they were going to have. Look at this beautiful angel I bought, dear.
That is beautiful.
Do you see that? It's got glitter on the wings, dear. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Oh, some of that glitter just fell right into Kendall's drink.
Oh, well, you know, I'll poop it out later. A glittery poop.
And I'm
disgusting,
don't you talk about that on the air, dear.
No, improv. For the
well, Ed, it's something they have online. Have you seen that thing where you take these glitter pills?
No.
Oh, yeah.
So
you can poop glitter.
I'm not in the habit of searching other people's poop on Google.
Why would you want to poop glitter, dear? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, dear.
I digress.
This conversation is disgusting me, boys. Not very Christmassy at all.
What is that, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn?
Oh, what is that? It's beautiful.
This is a holder for all my doilies, dear. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, I love it. It's got those poinsettias on there.
Yeah, then look at that. This is a little cozy that goes over it, dears. How beautiful is that?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you got so many great things.
That is great.
And I've got something for you, too, boys. I'm going to wrap it up for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it, boys.
Oh,
I can't wait to see your eyes as you open the beautiful gift my dear wife has purchased for you today.
Oh, well, that is so wonderful of you to think of us.
And I even was convinced to buy a craft myself, but...
You bought a craft? I couldn't believe it either.
It's a holiday gift for the new Sheriff Frog Blast.
Oh, well, that was very nice. What is it?
It is. Well, I don't know if people outside of town know, we do have a new Sheriff Frog Blast. Our first Sheriff Frog Blast terribly,
God
tragically...
rest his soul.
perished around Halloween this year.
Terrible tragedy.
Please, I can't talk about Santa Frogblast.
It really does hurt us all still. But the town has come up with a new mayor, and it is Sheriff Frogblast's brother.
Also Sheriff Frogblast.
He's the new Sheriff Frogblast. He's been alligator farming in the West Busheltown swamplands for the last 30 years. So he's got a kind of a unique sensibility. So what did you get him for Christmas? What was the big gift purchase?
I got him this beautifully crocheted gun holster. It's made of red and green yarn, perfect for a Christmas morning gun toting or busting crime on Christmas Eve.
It's a beautiful gun holder, dear. You can't argue with that.
I think he's going to love it. I think it's handicrafts in action.
It is.
And I just love it.
We must get his gifts and crafts out to the car and put it in the trunk so we can make another round.
Oh, God. Now you're talking, dear. All right.
I've caught the craft in the
Look at him go, dear. All right. Merry Christmas, dear.
Merry Christmas. We'll see you
Merry
later.
Christmas. I'm so happy that Mr. Steinbaum's come around the crafts.
You'll be coming round to me when you go. Kendall, I have to tell you one thing. I want to bare my soul just the least little bit.
Oh, here we go.
Here in the end of the show. This is going to shock many of the listeners, but I have recently, ever since the craft fair rolled into town, I have fallen deeply in love.
Is there a new restaurant open?
No! There is a man, a lonesome man. There is a man, and his name is Grizzly Tom, and he is, you see him over there, Kendall, he's working the cotton candy baler.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's working the cotton candy baler. He
looks dropping this news right here on the air.
He looks in front of me. A lot like Jake Gyllenhaal, if
he had a beard.
And gained 50 pounds and was 20 years older. And
I can see it.
Well, and that part of his face is a little droopy, but
yeah.
We are in love. It's hot and heavy. Hot and heavy.
I'm happy for
you. He rolled into town with the craft fair, and you know what's really good between me and Grizzly Tom, who works the cotton candy baler, by the way? The SAVINGS from the cotton candy. I get 20% off. And
do you get a friend discount for your friends?
No, Kendall, it's only for lovers. So, but anyway, I just want to say a shout out.
Well, that woman over there at the cookie tent started to look a lot better.
Kendall, you wicked weirdo. I'm just giving a little shout out to my new lover, Grizzly Tom.
I joke. I'm happy for you, Cliff.
Happy that at long last I found love.
You found love at the cotton machine. Cotton candy machine.
And here at the craft fair of all places. So anyway, shout out to my new love. And
that's not at all stupid.
No.
That is a wonderful thing.
No.
But I do have some stupid questions for you, Cliff. Right here at Christmas time.
Stupid.
You know this is my favorite part of the show. All right, Cliff. Get ready. Buckle in. We're going to get on that sleigh and ride toward the North Pole.
I'm buckled.
Cliff, if you had a chance to either go with Christmas future into the future or to go into the past with Christmas past to visit one day in the future or the past, which would you choose to do?
Well, first thing I have to reply from your question of if I had the chance, I have to say, chances are, if you wear a silly grin. I just had to say that. And had to get it out.
Do you know how the writers go through to make sure none of my words prompt a song?
And yet they still
do. And they're terrible at it.
They're terrible at weeding those out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Kendall, I think you would have to go to a day in the future, right?
Yeah. Although, here's the thing. I thought about this a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into the future, you might know how fat and disgusting you're going to look in the future. So it might be better just to go back and relive a day and enjoy a happy time in your life when you were a child.
No, because if you see yourself fat and disgusting, you have a chance to change.
Oh, we were really
ever change, different. Scrooge.
I know that right now I have a chain that's 40 pounds long of fat. But I know I'm still going to eat.
40 pounds is quite an understatement.
Oh, I know.
The fat. Try 400.
I meant tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff, if you could ask one person from history a question to which they had to give an honest answer.
Oh, Christ.
Whom would you choose and what question would you ask?
Well, I already told you who. And I would say, hey, what's up with all this?
All right.
And I would expect answers,
an
Jesus.
An honest one, an honest answer.
I demand answers, Jesus.
All right, Cliff, I got one more for you that you're going to love. I loved it when I came up with it. If you had to be trapped in a Christmas movie for a month, which Christmas movie would you choose to be trapped in?
Easy. 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 Easy.
I thought it might be easy for you.
Easy. 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 It really only comes down to two. And you have to give the edge to. What do you think?
Because
I know. Okay.
Let's just pause for 1 second.
I'll sing a Christmas song while
you. Okay, go ahead.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
Okay.
All right.
So I think.
By the way, this is not Michael Bublé.
For me, nobody thought that.
Yeah.
Grizzly Tom over there is loving it.
That's right. You got more coming.
Spring the cotton candy. So there's two movies, as you said, that I would think about. And they might be different for me and you.
Okay.
Just because I love Christmas Vacation so much, I have to say that one. But the other one would be Ernest.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, because you could go with Santa Claus on a sleigh.
Yeah. Well, Ernest, I like. Mm-hmm. I like your thinking on Ernest. And I, of course, love Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
But I appreciate your thinking on Ernest better.
Uh-huh. I just love Christmas.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I can see going with Ernest. Mm-hmm. So that's a valid choice. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I didn't think about that one.
Boom. Mm-hmm. But the one that you go with, that's the second one. The one you have to go with, you idiot. The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, well, I didn't think of that one.
Come on! Muppet Christmas Carol! There's only one right answer!
There's only one more save till Christmas. After all. Oh, well, Cliff, that was a good answer. Sorry, I didn't have... The Michael Bublé song was distracting me, and I couldn't really think
because
clearly.
You were enraptured by
because
its beauty.
Because I thought Michael Bublé had walked in the door, yes.
You thought, is this a Bublé? Is this Groban?
No. Wait, look at Mr. Tom Bottoms running over there. He's headed toward the knife section. He's so excited.
Oh. He's got to get a crocheted knife sheath.
He does.
They're selling like hotcakes.
Oh, and Cliff, that's sad.
Which aren't selling as near as well as the crocheted knife sheaths. It is sad. Kendall, what I want to do, if you need to hurry up, because the Shoney's booth over there has just started giving out free samples of hot fudge cakes.
Ooh, all right. So, I'm Kendall.
And I'm Cliff.
And we'll see you next week.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Early.
Y'all have a nice night.
We two hot fudge cakes over here. Two fudge cakes.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.